Sound and Country Vision on Siren FM, putting the audio excellence into radio broadcasting.
My winter nights are taken up by static, stress, and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic. My heart is a Christmas tree farm where the people would come to dance under sparkling lights, bundled up in their mittens and coats, and the cider would flow. And I just wanna be there tonight. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe. Christmas tree farm, there's a light in the barn. We'd run inside out from the cold. In the town, kids are dreaming of sleighs, and they're warm and they're safe. They wake to see a blanket of snow. Sweet dreams of holly and ribbon, mistakes are forgiven, and everything is icy and blue. And you would be there too, under the mistletoe.
Welcome to Sound and Country Vision, the Christmas special. I have a lovely bunch of guests with me in the studio. It's jam-packed. We've got the beautiful Chloe Rose.
Hello.
We've got Nick Elliott.
Wonderful. Nice to see you, Tessa.
And also fellow co-hosts of their own show on Siren Radio. And my lovely mum and singer, Leany Jane.
Hello.
That was the new song from Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm. I love that one, don't you guys? It's very going.
It's really
isn't it?
Festive. Lovely.
I know.
Super.
Coming up on the show, we'll be speaking to an artist called Paulina Jane. She's an urban country artist. She's got a new Christmas track for us, so looking forward to that. And then later on in the show, we'll be speaking to Chantelle McAtee from The Rising, an Irish country band, but it'll be just her on her own, and they've got a brand new Christmas tune too. And then some other great tracks to play as well to get us into the festive spirit. But first, let's play Little Drummer Boy by King and Country.
So
Now, that was very different, wasn't it? King and Country Little Drummer Boy, the Bing Crosby cover. What did you think of that, guys?
Really nice. It had, like, its own spin on the song as well, which I quite like to hear, yeah, like, other artists' individual take on it as well.
Now, Nick?
I'm a traditionalist, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I've got to go back to Bowie and Bing.
That's fair enough.
Definitely.
That's fair enough. Leanie, what do you think?
Well, I liked it. I'm with Nick. I still think I really love the original, but that is very lively.
Very lively.
Lots it would wake up any party that was having a lull moment, I think.
Now, Chloe, we must mention, obviously, your show. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that? And obviously, you know, it'll be out. Well, I think obviously people can go and download
it. Yeah, absolutely.
You welcome special.
Yep, go download the Christmas special. You're welcome to contact me if there's any songs that you'd like me to play as well. So it's also Chloe Rose at Chloe Rose, Chloey Rose, if you find me on there, on Instagram, on Facebook. I'd love to hear your requests. But yeah, it's just to help you get through the festive day on Christmas.
Lovely.
Enjoy your food, because I will be.
Oh, definitely. And that's Sound and Chloe's vision. So yeah, she does her own shows now, and they're very, very good. good. So check them all out. The podcasts are there to download. We're going to play a Paulina Jane track now. We're trying to track her down, actually, as we speak. She will be coming on the show hopefully soon. But this is her new track, Go Tell It, and it's really good. It's a mashup of Angels We Have Heard on High and Go Tell It on the Mountain. And I think you'll like this one. It starts off slow and then there's like a surprise. So here it is, Go Tell It. Go Tell It, Paulina Jane, and she is on the line with us now. Hi, Paulina. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tessa. How are you?
Really well, thank you. I'll just introduce you to our studio guests because we've got quite a party going on here, a Christmas party. So we've got the lovely Chloe Rose. She is a singer-songwriter and also she has her own show as well on Siren Radio. So here she is.
Hello, Merry Christmas. I love your song. It's amazing.
Hello, Chloe. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's so awesome to be hearing at 9 a.m. here in...
Oh, it's early for you, isn't it? I do thank you for doing this interview. Very early for you. We also...
Not early for me at all. I'm home with my family right now for the holidays, so it's perfect.
Brilliant. We also have Nick Elliott in the studio. He is also a fellow host on Siren Radio and a rock photographer. So he's here with us.
Hi there. How's things?
Hey, Nick. Things are great.
That's good. It's good to catch up with you. And, you know, glad you can make it this time of morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And then last but not least, we have Leanie Jane. She's also my mum and she's in the studio with us today.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Lainey, great. How are you doing?
Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Love the track. It was fantastic. We was all rocking in our seats here.
Definitely. Actually, Paulina, tell us about how you... Because you teamed up with Jacob Tipton for this, didn't you? He's an organ player. And I've kind of researched into his life, and I know he was brought up on soul and Motown, and obviously you're kind of urban country and obviously have your own influences, and you've put this all into this really good song. So how did this come about?
Sure. Well, it was kind of funny because I was working in this on this little garage band project with Jacob, and we were sort of messing around with some different organ sounds, and you know, we thought, okay, we're getting close to Christmas time, and it's been a second since I put out a Christmas song. Last one I did was Oh Holy Night, and so I really wanted to do something that was inspired by some of my favorite artists, and those are Susie Winans and Stevie Wonder, and his favorite artists are Billy Preston, and so, you know, I thought, why don't I just put out a Christmas song that I really love, that I really feel is connected to my hometown of Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, Detroit is the home of Motown. So it worked really great because Jake has this whole background in Motown, and then I have a whole background in Motown, too, being from the city. So it worked out so awesome. We came together, created this arrangement in GarageBand, and just a couple days later had a whole band go into a studio in Nashville and we recorded it all, and it was so awesome. Such a great experience to record with legends.
Definitely, and it must have, having the band there, the sound, it must have been incredible as well, recording this track.
It truly was, yes. I used Chucky Burke on drums, who Billy Preston himself.
Oh,
he played with Little Milton. He's played with all of the major Motown artists that you would just love, and then I had the bass player of who's the son of B.B. King's bass player play bass on my record, which is pretty cool.
That's amazing.
And a guy named Mickey Gutierrez and John Gallo and my guitarist for live shows.
We keep losing you a bit, Pauline. I don't know whether it's bad signal. We can hear you a little bit. It's a bit crackly.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're okay, back. You're back. It's fine. You're back.
Okay. Okay. I'm sorry about
you're
that.
You're all right.
I'm kind of close to Canada right now because I'm in Perth, so sometimes the signal is a little wonky.
Oh, that's no problem. That's okay. Now, you've released a music video for this track too. Was that filmed in your hometown? Where was it?
We actually filmed that in Nashville. So.
Okay.
So I live in Nashville now, but I'm originally from Detroit. So it worked out really great, though, because we got to have an awesome set. It wasn't quite cold enough here in Nashville for it to be snowing. So we had to use a snow machine and really get the whole thing rolling. It was awesome.
I watched the music video and I saw that there was snow, and I was thinking, is this real? Is this not? You made it look very realistic. And I quite like the fact I quite liked that the music video, it was Christmassy, but it was also, you could kind of see the sunny haze across the fields. It was very, it was really nice. It was different.
Yeah, you know, I wanted it to have a feel of what I would assume something like Go Tell on the Mountain would look like.
Yeah.
You know, you think about the mountain, you think about the beautiful colors and some autumn colors, but then at the same time, once you get to the top, you know, there's probably some snow up there, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Right, I'm going to open it up to the team. I don't know whether they've got questions. I'm going to see. I mean, I know Chloe, she's a singer-songwriter, and I thought this track would be right up her street because, you know, she's very similar, actually, in that respect and the type of music. So do you have anything to say, Chloe?
Well, firstly, I absolutely loved the song. I just felt so sort of happy, uplifted. But I just wondered, being a songwriter myself, I'd love to know sort of what inspires you to write music, especially a Christmas single as well.
Sure. Well, I write music for a lot of different reasons, but mostly because I've got a a lot of emotions inside, and I think that it's a really great way to get them out. I think there's so much that it can inspire you in life. I mean, you're walking down the street and hearing sounds in the in a subway, you can just do that for you. I don't know about you, Chloe, but sometimes if I'm walking to a certain pattern or something, it'll sound like a drum beat to me, and I just can't help but start to think of a melody in my mind.
Yeah, it's like you can visualize it as well, which is great. But I love that when you said about the emotion as well in the song, I think that's really important to sort of portray it truthfully. And writing a song from the heart, it's always better that way, I think, personally.
Well, definitely.
Right. I completely agree. And, you know, as far as...
Oh, I think we've lost her again.
She's there. as far as a Christmas single goes, I love to tell the song of Christmas. What I believe in, and so if I can do that through a song like Go Tell It that I think really does sing that story, then it's an honor.
Now, Nick, you're very artistic, but in a different way, but you're quite connected to music as well. Have you got anything to add upon what Paulina or Chloe were saying?
No, not really, apart from where did you actually record it, Pauline? Because I've worked a lot in Nashville and spent quite a bit of time in some of the studios there, which are absolutely wonderful. I love the place, love the US.
Yes.
But I spent a lot of time at 16 Ton Studio when I was last there. Do you know that?
Very cool. Yeah, I sure do.
Really?
I spent a lot of time at Benchmark. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I do. I know around there.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep, I did record this song in particular at Benchmark. I actually recorded it in a little bit outside of Nashville in Bellevue.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably 15 minutes south. And I recorded it at my producer's studio. His name is Mills Logan.
Okay.
It's kind of wild. So his studio he purchased from the man who was the producer for Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss.
Oh, okay, nice.
So the first few records that Alison Krauss and Brad Paisley put out were actually recorded at his home studio, and that was pretty cool to have that whole backdrop and that whole setting that we could record in, knowing that those two legends in country music and bluegrass were sort of laying the foundation for a studio there. It's pretty awesome.
It's always good to work in a space like that, isn't it?
Definitely.
It sure is. It's inspiring, really inspiring.
Paulina, we've not got long left with you, but just where can people go to download your new track, Go Tell It, and find out more about you and listen to your other tracks as well?
My goodness. Well, you can check it out on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, pretty much anywhere you can get music, this song should be there. And I've also got my website, www.paulinajane.com. And everything can be found on there as well. And I'm so grateful that you guys like it. It makes me so happy that some people across the world are listening to this now.
Oh, most definitely. It's a great track, and it's got us all in the festive spirit. And Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a Happy New Year as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on the show,
Thank
Paulina.
Thank you so much, Tessa. Great to hear from you guys.
Took a breath to realize we're going.
Oh, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton there. You Make It Feel Like Christmas. I love that one too, and I love that they've teamed up as well. Coming up, we'll be speaking to Chantal McAteer from The Rising. They've got a new Christmas number. But we're actually going to play one of their Christmas covers. This was out last year, and it's my personal favourite Christmas song by Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas. So I had to put this one in there for them. And obviously, The Rising, they're good friends of the show, so they're getting a couple of tracks on the show for the Christmas special. So here it is, Driving Home for Christmas. Christmas, a cover by The Rising. And we are joined now by Chantal McAteer from The Rising. She is on her own today without Chris Logan, so I think she's feeling very nervous, but no need to be, as we've got so many guests in the studio and we're all very friendly. So welcome back to the show, Chantal.
Hello, Tom.
Are you all right? Are you doing well?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
We're all good, thank you. I'll just introduce you. We've got Chloe Rose in the studio.
Hello.
We've got Nick Elliott. We've got Nick Elliott.
Hi, Chantal. Nice to speak to you.
And a voice you will be familiar with, my mum, Leanie Jane.
Hello, Chantel. Hello, sweet. How are you doing? nice to talk to you again.
Now, we just played your cover of Driving Home for Christmas, and it's been remastered. And I must say, it shows off your voice beautifully. Actually, Chloe mentioned it. She said, really lovely. You've done a good job of that one.
Yeah. I think Chris has spent so much time just really trying to make it so festive, and that's one of the things we love to do, like with the DIY independent musician thing. We just want to make it top notch.
Now, you've released this special time of year EP, and it features previous Christmas songs you've done, but obviously remastered. And then you've got a brand new track, well, an acoustic version of Christmas Brought You Here, which we will play in a bit after we've spoken to you about it. When did you decide to remaster all these tracks and go back into the studio? And Chris did this all himself, didn't he? He produced it and made the edits.
Yeah. Chris is a genius when it comes to different ways to mix things, different ways to go back. And he's a firm believer in the fact that nothing's ever perfect. And after we released all the songs in previous years, we were like, there's little bits that we were picking at, and if we were picking at it, we wanted to make sure that it was right for us to go out into the public's ears. And we thought, even though the full band of Christmas Brought You Here was really big and it was really inspirational, we wanted it a wee bit more laid back, a wee bit more relaxed, because at Christmas time, you know, you want something that's easy to listen to and that, you know, that you can relate to. So we thought, definitely. We went back and we went, like, we'll take out this part, take out that part, add in a piano, and it came out just the way we wanted it to.
And it's one of them tracks, the acoustic version of Christmas Brought You Here. You could literally get a guitar out on Christmas Day and literally sing it to the family. And I think sometimes when the song is stripped back, it's just lovely, and you hear every word as well.
Yeah, well, that was the point. Like, Christmas, yes, is literally what that song encapsulates. There's family, there's giving, there's love, there's religion, and there's everything that you need. There's the true meaning of Christmas in it. And I think that's what sometimes Christmas music does miss a wee bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. Especially, I think, new songs of today, they're not like the old traditional Christmas songs. And I think you've done a good job of kind of combining the two, as you do with country music, keeping the traditional and adding the new in. Leany, do you have anything to add? Because I know you like to talk to Chantel. No? Anything about the music? Any thoughts? What do you think of the tracks?
What I want to know is, when are you coming over here for us to see you again?
Yes, well, actually, we are living in Leamington Spa.
Where I saw you perform last, actually. I come down to see you, didn't I?
Temperance. Yes, it was an amazing
Brilliant
gig.
Venue.
So we are over quite a lot. We're just recording constantly, and we are having UK tour next year. I can't say much more because it's been the new thing. But yes, I've just arrived back home for Christmas.
There you go. Perfect.
So it'll be next year then.
Yeah, we're back over in the new year, and I promise you there's a lot of things coming your way.
That's music to our ears, isn't it? Chloe or Nick, anything to add?
Just to say you've got such a beautiful voice. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think it's time to actually play the acoustic version of Christmas Brought You Here so everybody can hear it. So do you want to introduce the track to everyone?
Okay, everyone. This is The Rising performing Christmas Brought You Here, the remaster.
There'll be no snow this Christmas. You're gone. There'll be no tree up, no gifts wrapped. I'll be alone. There'll be no snow this Christmas now that we've parted ways. There'll be no happiness, no joy this holiday.
Christmas Brought You Here, the acoustic version by The Rising. That is just beautiful, Chantelle.
Oh, thank you very much.
That one shows off your voice as it is. I mean, to see you live, I mean, I've obviously seen you live and you're brilliant, but it on the track, it brings out your voice really, really well. And I think probably everybody in the studio agrees, as I say.
Absolutely divine, that was.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Really, really nice. So on this special time of year EP, you've got Christmas Brought You Here, and then the acoustic version of that, which is the new one you've brought out this year. This special time of year and Driving Home for Christmas, which is your cover. A lot of those, they're ones that you had out last year, but yes, so you've remastered all of them, haven't you? Remixed them, The EP is out now for people to buy and download.
Yes, the Special Time of Year EP is on Apple Music, it's on Spotify, it's on all the usual streaming sites, and we just brought out the music video.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's all go.
Where did you film that? Because you was in, I think, what looked like a beautiful church or cathedral. There were stained glass windows. It was beautiful.
Yeah, so we flew back home, and my family go to church, and we went to my family's church, and it's in Drumbeg, which is in just outside of Belfast. It's quite hidden. It's quite nice and cuddly, and Chris just fell in love with it as soon as he saw it, and he was like, right, that's where we need to do it. So
that's the perfect location, yeah. How long did it take you to film it, out of interest?
We spent 3 or 4 days just constantly going back to the church, recording things. We had a mishap with one of the digitals. We had it all ready to go, and all these things happen, you know what I mean?
It happens.
And, we had a mishap with, one of the digital stuff, and it skipped, and the timings all went wrong, and we had to go back again, and it was like, what if the makeup doesn't look the same? What if we don't do it the same?
That's the thing, there's so many factors, isn't there? There is, literally, your outfits, your hair, makeup, the salt, everything.
And, I mean, Chris has done a great job, because he edited that video from top to bottom as well. So.
As well as all the tracks, he does the video, that's incredible. He is clever, isn't he?
He's my best friend, so I'll be jealous anyway.
You got the vocals, though. You got the important instrument, you know. So you kind of work really well as a team. So what are your plans over Christmas? I mean, obviously, you've mentioned the new year. You'll be over here, hopefully, to the UK. What is it? Is it just spending time with family now?
Yeah, so my mum is away to Fuerteventura, lucky duck. Spending some time. Yes, I know, I'm jealous. But I'm spending some time with my dad, because I haven't seen him in a while.
Give him a shout out. What's his name?
Oh, that's my dad, Brendan.
Brendan, hi, Brendan.
He's going to be so happy.
Yes, you've got to give your dad a shout out.
Yes, he supported me every time. You know, just another name he's mentioned at the start of it. So,
who's cooking the Christmas dinner then, Chantelle?
Oh yeah.
I will cook the turkey, no problem. But everything else has to go to my dad.
Teamwork again. Well, it's been brilliant having you back on the show, Chantelle, and I'm so glad you could make it. I know, and you did so well. You got through that like a breeze. So.
Yeah, I know.
Say hello to Chris for us, and have a really, really great Christmas.
Will.
And hopefully, we will chat to you or even see you in the new year when you're back over here.
Yes, we definitely have to actually get on, because these phone interviews are so great. I love them, but I need to actually hug you, Tess.
Oh, I know. We still actually haven't had a picture together. You know this.
This is the thing.
We've got to get one.
Well, that has to happen. Next 2020 is the year for it to happen.
That's our New Year's resolution. Thank you, Chantelle.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Christmas, they said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, the winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They sold me a fairy story. till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and threw his disguise. I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a brave new year. All anguish, pain, and sadness, leave your heart, let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be it heaven or hell. Christmas we get, we deserve.
Fish and chips.
Oh, the lovely Lisa Redford there, and I Believe in Father Christmas. We kind of got lost in chat there about what we're all doing over Christmas.
Getting excited. Got a little
bit I mean, Nick's enjoying these lovely, what are they, brownie torts? Ganache.
Belgium,
I mean,
things.
Literally, I mean, they're seriously naughty, but seriously good. But yeah, so we're definitely in the festive spirit now in the studio, aren't we, everyone?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yes.
I mean, yeah, so what are you guys, we were just kind of chatting off the mic. What are you guys, how are you spending Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I should be spending it with my loved one.
Oh, see, that's the best one.
Actually in the studio today.
Yeah, you should give her a shout. She's been very good. She's been doing all the pictures for us, all the promo.
I know, running around, she does that kind of thing.
On it? I mean, that's what we need. That's brilliant.
Sorry, I'm still wading my way through this Belgium
chocolate.
Yeah,
working through these. Yeah, Chloe, what are you up to?
Lots of family, just food. Honestly, I'm mad on food.
I know, you're being really good as well,
avoiding
them.
I might look skinny, but I'll tell you what.
I know, where does it all go?
I could be a barrel in a few years.
Well, you must have hollow legs then, Chloe. That's all I
know. It's all that singing. Will you be singing? Will you be, you know, banging out a tune?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You will be.
Well, Christmas Eve.
You've got to, haven't you?
New Year's Eve and all those sort of special occasions. You know what it's like.
Are you actually performing New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Yeah, where
yes.
will you be performing? What are you doing?
So I'll be performing at Healing Manor. It's okay. A really nice hotel. They've got a lovely restaurant in there called the Pig and Whistle. And then they've got another function room, which is more, it's like they have private parties and do's, but it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself if you want to come.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So
book yourself a table.
It'll be a great night. Great
or a room
well.
By the sounds
or
of it.
Exactly. Have a meal, make the most of it. And Leanie, obviously, you'll be cooking the Christmas dinner.
Yes, I've had enough of you all saying to me, Mum, take the Christmas off, please. Take the Christmas off. So I'm not going to be singing this Christmas for the first Christmas ever, I think it is. And yes, I'm just going to be proper mum this Christmas and look after all my family and enjoy that.
I know. There was actually one year where mum was singing on New Year's Eve at our local pub called the Bluebell. And my sister and I, we used to do a bit of waitressing there. And my dad obviously helps with mum's equipment. So we were all working together on that night. And we was all
whole
there, weren't we,
working.
For New Year's.
It was good. That was a good night, though, that was.
At least we was together.
A good night, yes.
So, Nick, have you got any projects coming up? What are you doing at the moment? I always see on social media you've very, very busy.
I'm always busy, Tess, yeah.
What does the new year bring?
Well, I've got some really, really exciting conceptual art stuff coming out next year that's very off the wall. It's another side of what I'm about.
Okay.
It's taken pretty much a lifetime to put this thing together, you know, and on the back of various different circumstances that I've gone through over the past two or 3 years, you know, it kind of plugged it all together and this thing's due for release. Well, we're going to start on it at the end of January.
Okay.
But it'll kind of hit the kind of the whole kind of art scene. You
this
know,
is photography,
the
isn't it?
Oh,
so
yeah,
it is.
But it's not in the rock world. It's not in the music world at all. It's just conceptual
Still
stuff.
Still creative, though.
Oh, God, yeah. Yes. It's pushing the line test, this
Definitely.
Is. But I'm always busy. I'm still doing the stuff with Earl Slick.
Brilliant. And you mentioned to me, didn't you go to C2C, Country to Country? Was it?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
And did you have a chat with Keith Urban?
We were on the guest list for the Keith show, because a very
Love
dear
him.
Friend of mine, who is Keith's guitar tech, a guy called Joe Lopez, he kind of sorted it all out.
Yeah.
And when he comes over here from the US, we kind of catch up, me and Joe.
Brilliant.
But we didn't have that much. We literally exchanged conversation at the barrier.
Oh, okay.
Because there was just a bit of an issue with time, and you know, Joe was tied up with everything, taking it all up. But,
yeah, well, I can imagine.
It was a good show. And I haven't been to the O2 for a while, but...
C2C, I've got to say, because, well, we went, didn't we? Yeah, gosh, fantastic. 5 years ago. I think it was only in its second year.
Yep.
The best show in the world. I mean, in terms of musicians, vocally, incredible, isn't it? The sound.
It's a good space. The O2 is a good space. I've worked there a couple of times before, but never for country guys. You know, it's been rock stuff. But
do you like country music, or is it more the country rock? Do you like Keith Urban? Because he's quite rocky, isn't he?
Yeah,
that's really more
country rock. When I first went over to Nashville, because I worked over in Nashville quite a bit. The reason for going over there was the introduction to my English rock and roll style of imagery. You know, to the American market, because it was just starting to change over. You got Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, who we spoke of, you know, and people like Gilbert O'Sullivan have recorded albums in Nashville. You know, so it kind of, it married up at a very good time.
Yeah, cross-relates, doesn't it? And genres do.
I mean, it's good stuff. Oh, it does. It's good stuff. You know, Keith Urban's good stuff. But there is a thin line between where I'll go with it and you know, but... You can't knock the craft. The guys can do the job. They really can.
Brilliant. Right, we're going to play another Christmas tune for you now. Carrington McDuffie has covered Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley number. She was actually featured on the Midweek Drive show on Siren Radio a few weeks ago. It was on the song contest as well. And I actually really, really like this. Obviously, nobody can replace Mr. Presley. We all love him. But yeah, this is actually really, really nice. I've had Carrington on my show before as well. The name might be familiar to you. This is Blue Christmas by Carrington McDuffie. Christmas. That's a very, very rocky version, isn't it?
I like that test.
You like that?
Yeah, it works for me. Yeah.
I thought you might like that one. What did you guys think, Leanie, Chloe?
Very good.
Different, wasn't it? Well, we've sort of come to the end of the show. Has anybody got any final last thoughts they want to say before we wrap up, or any Christmas wishes? Anybody they'd like to, I don't know, mention on the radio?
I just want to put it out there for the people that haven't got family around them this Christmas, and I just want to give them hope and peace and love, and send in lots and lots of Christmas love to all those people that have not got a big family
That's
around
very
them.
Sweet. We've kind of gone down. That's sweet. Any Chloe, do you want any final words?
I just want to say, make the most of every moment. Just have an amazing Christmas. Spend it with your family. Spend it with everyone you love. And just have a wonderful new year as well. And hope all your dreams come true.
Nick?
I think my message would be just love somebody, but don't leave it just to Christmas. Keep it going all year.
All beautiful messages, and I resonate with all of those. Thank you to the listeners. Thank you, Alex, as well. He produces my shows and he does a great job. We'll be back in 2020. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you, Nick. You can check out, Chloe's show and Nick's show. Nick's show, all on Southside Broadcasting. Go download their podcast. I think, Nick, you've got a show New Year's, is that right?
Goes out New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
I've just been told.
So check that one out. Thank you, Mum, as always, for coming on the show. Makes it very...
Thank you for having me.
It always helps. So thank you. And we're going to play out with Two Step Round the Christmas Tree by Sina Thiel.
Roll back the rug so we can two-step round the Christmas tree.